Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Knoxville Fire Chief Cal Wyman to talk about holiday fire safety.
Christmas trees. A lot of people go with the artificial approach, but there are still a few folks out there who use good old-fashioned natural trees. And they can be a bit of a hazard, especially as time goes on and they get drier, right?
Right. We recommend if you have a real tree to keep it watered, check that water daily. Because, yeah, once they do get dry, they do pose a bigger fire hazard.
And of course, be sure to check the tree when you bring it in, because you never know what sort of debris or other items might be inside.
That's correct, yep.
Once the tree is up, placement is crucial, because you want to make sure that it's not near any possible heat sources or anything else that could touch it off, right?
Right, and then it's just like everything else. You know, when you place a tree, you want to look at where you're placing it. Is it next to any heat sources? Move any space heaters away from it, you know, any type of thing that can be a heat source, that especially as it gets drier, as it's up longer, it has a potential to start a fire.
Electrical lighting, of course. This is the time when people dig out their lights, and they haven't looked at them in a while, and while they're busy checking to find that one bulb that's burned out and knocking out the whole line, they may overlook the fact that there could be a short or a worn wire or anything else that could set something off. So they should inspect their lights, right?
Yeah, inspect their lights. We always like to make sure that they're, you know, been tested by a third party to make sure that they're approved for what you're going to use them for. The big thing, too, is remembering not to overload your circuits. There's only supposed to be so many strands on a circuit. It tells you that in the manual. Most fires that are caused by some type of electrical hazard in the holiday season is because somebody has overloaded that circuit.
And that goes for outdoor lighting, too. If somebody wants to totally deck out their house and go top to bottom with lights, they've got to make sure that they have proper electrical balance, right?
Right, exactly. Each strand has got such a draw on it that it will trip a breaker if it shouldn't be. That's kind of a safety feature that's built into those. A lot of them have fuses in them as well. That is a safety feature. So, you know, it's just knowing what lights you have where and which outlets and what that the capacity of the draw is on that circuit.
Of course, we've been talking about trees. Let's not forget other decoration, wreaths, garlands, tinsel, a lot of extra items that are up, and some of them may pose a hazard of one form or another, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's just like everything else. You know, the more stuff you put up, the more hazards you have to look at and think about. You know, a lot of people put the tinsel and garland around their fireplaces. Well, if you're going to be burning that fireplace, then you got to be cognizant of that and make sure that it's, you know, far enough away, it doesn't get heated up, it doesn't have the flame open up to it. Just a lot of safety things you have to think about with this kind of stuff this time of year.
Some people will have fireplaces. This is their chance to put them to use, and of course it may have that Currier and Ives look, but they also have to take precautions with that. And one you mentioned is wrapping paper. It's especially flammable, and fireplace shouldn't be used to dispose of it, right?
Yeah, you know, your fireplace is designed for wood. That's what they're designed to do. You know, it's a good idea, especially if you haven't used it for a while, have the chimney inspected, have the chimney cleaned. You know, as stuff burns, it builds in that chimney, and if it gets to a point that it gets blocked off, it can either smoke up your entire house, or as it the creosote builds up, it can actually start to burn inside the chimney, which then can start the house on fire.
And it should be done by a professional, because a lot of people try to do it themselves with any manner of home array, like a blanket wrapped around a rock or some such thing, and it really should be done by someone who knows what they're doing.
Yeah, I mean, we recommend that, you know, your fireplace be inspected by a professional at least once a year. You know, it's different if you're just taking the brush and running it through the chimney to clean it out, but you're not inspecting it at that point in time. You can't see the piping on the inside to know if it's coming apart, if it's been, you know, heat stressed or anything like that, to where the professional that it is looking at it can do that.
Is there any particular type of firewood that would be best to use inside a chimney?
No, we just recommend that you don't burn anything with a high creosote content. You know, stuff, green tree, railroad ties, things that have a high creosote content. The natural firewood, natural trees are your best choice.
And afterwards, you have a lot of debris following the holiday, which needs to be thrown away, and you should actually take care of that. And any special care you should take with disposing of a tree?
You just need to make sure that it's wrapped up outside, make sure it's away from any heat source or anything. They have a tree pickup, and they'll put it out, and they'll get it picked up and taken away.
Thanks to Cal Wyman for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.